podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come from you from Rome. Our pilgrimage continues in Vatican City this morning as we arrived yesterday at about 11:30, and today we have a breakfast on the Vatican lawn this Good Friday this morning. So continued prayers for our successful pilgrimage as we continue our walk through Vatican City for the next few days. Today our practice is in Sirach 28 with verses 24 through 26. As you fence in your property with thorns, so make a door and a bolt for your mouth. As you lock up your silver and gold, so make balances and scales for your words. Take care not to slip by your tongue and fall victim to one lying in ambush. Being like a door and making a bolt for your mouth is crucial in protecting yourself and maintaining your integrity. Just as a door serves as a barrier between the outside world and your personal space, controlling what goes in and out of your mouth can help prevent harmful words from causing damage. By being mindful of what we say and filtering our thoughts before speaking, we can avoid unnecessary conflicts, misunderstandings, and hurt feelings. A thorned fence serves as a physical boundary to keep intruders out and safeguard your property. Similarly, putting up barriers in the form of careful speech can protect our reputation and relationships. When we speak without considering the consequences, we open ourselves up to potential harm and conflict. By being selective and intentional with our words, we create a protective shield around ourselves, shielding us from potential harm and deceitful individuals. Keeping balances and scales for our words means weighing the impact of what we say before uttering them. Just as scales ensure fairness and accuracy in measurement, balancing our words helps us maintain honesty and integrity in our interactions. By being conscious of the power of language and the potential consequences of our words, we can avoid falling victim to those who may seek to manipulate or deceive us. In this way, being vigilant about our speech can safeguard our well-being and strengthen our relationships with others. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 28. We're in verses 24 through 26 today. We've got a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, A Bolt for Your Mouth. Like a door, make a bolt for your mouth. Guard it with thorned fences, north and south. Protect your property and your precious speech. Don't let deceitful lies get within reach. Keep balances and scales for your words. Measure them carefully, like precious pearls. For one slip of the tongue could lead you astray and fall victim to those lying in wait. Be mindful of the traps that lie in ambush, waiting to catch you in a moment of hush. Keep your defenses strong and true, and let only honesty shine forever through. Like a door, make a bolt for your mouth. Protect your integrity from north to south. Let your words become a beacon of truth, and shield yourself from deceitful sleuths. Amen. I'm Thomas Turquoise Wiggins. It's March 29th, 2024. Recording with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are up with the angels, continuing our pilgrimage across the amazing city of Rome and Vatican City, where our foundational church is planted firmly in place. Amen. As we continue to call out to the Lord today, continue to pray for our pilgrimage. As we pray for all of those involved, we call out our names that were people that we're involved in, our prison ministry, those who that we worship with each and every day. We are praying for your intentions today as we walk through Vatican City and enjoy a lawn breakfast on the Vatican. This morning, we'll be walking through the Sistine Chapel and the Peter's Basilica. And tomorrow morning, we plan on climbing the steps of the Basilica, looking forward to this escape. Amen. Again, we close today at 7:11, thinking of all the good things that bring us to where we're at in our lives each day. That's the faith of Jesus Christ. God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. We close in Jesus' sweet name. And we bless our good friend John and Marie from across the pond this morning. God bless you too. See you next week. A week from this morning, we should be at your house. If the Lord wills, in all things, God is supreme commander. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day today. Walking through Rome. Amen.